I'd like to do in continuing the Tim Talks, I'd like to talk about in teaching skills and things that help us to come closer to nature. I'd like to talk about the importance of tending fires, building fires, and building a relationship with fires. In our outdoor school, Headwaters Outdoor School, we love to teach the old way of building fires. And that is rubbing two sticks together, making a coal, putting the coal into a tinder bundle and blowing it into flame, and then taking that tinder bundle that's burning and putting it into a pre-built teepee fire, starting that, building the fire up, and being able to sit by that fire and cook over it, make tools over it, look at it, and dream your life, dream about your life while looking into it. You enjoy the light from the fire, the protection that light offers. Enjoy the warmth and the protection that warmth offers, that incredible feeling. There's nothing better. I've probably spent thousands upon thousands upon thousands upon thousands of nights by fires in my life. And every one was wonderful. And every one was like a meditation. It took me deeper into the heart of the earth. It gave me great gratitude for the trees that were keeping me warm through the fire. It gave me beauty as I love to look at the flames and the smoke and the flickering and the sparks, the magic of that. All the little ins and outs of how a fire burns. I mean, extraordinary, extraordinary. All the nights I've had by fires. I'm sure that my life, to some great degree, has been shaped by those nights. I can't quantify it really in my intellectual mind, but I know it. I feel it. Okay? Here's an extraordinary thought. Imagine our ancestors before fire. Before they were able to rub two sticks together and make a fire, certainly before matches or lighters. What was life like for them? If they didn't have fire, they were cold, they didn't have the light, they didn't have the warmth. If they lived in cold, wintry places, they couldn't cook their food, they had to eat it raw. They couldn't make many tools. You imagine? And the only way they got fire in the old days was if there was a forest fire, a lightning strike. And they could capture some of the fire. And then they'd have to build what was called a star fire. And they'd put four or more logs out from the center of the fire. And they'd have a full-time fire keeper would never back off. They'd have to, that was their job. It was the protection of the people and an honorable job. And they'd keep pushing the logs in as they would burn and never, ever, ever let that fire go out. Ever. And if you did let it go out, know how to find a coal and blow it into flame. Otherwise, you had a life without fire. So when the time came that rubbing two sticks together made a fire, and there's something like, I think anthropologists have discovered something like 40 ways of doing that around the world. There's probably way more. Because so many of the earth peoples who were wiped out by modern people, including here in America, when our ancestors from Europe killed off the Native American people, much of their knowledge, which was so special, so important, was just thrown out the door. There was even not an interest in it. So who knows what we did not were not able to learn that has been lost. It's sad to think about it. But here's the extraordinary thing. The idea of rubbing two sticks together to make fire, that happened around the world in a short period of time. I don't know what it was, but it was like, a 30, 40, 50, maybe 100-year period. It's like people figured out how to do it. How did that happen? It's a great question. How did that happen? Do I know the exact answer? No. What I do believe is that there's what we call the spirit that moves through all things. It is an energy field that moves through all life. And I believe this exists. And I think our ancestors could tap into that. And in so doing, learn how to make fires. The knowledge of how to make a fire is out there in the universe, in the cosmos, in the human realm, in the minds and the bodies of beings. It's out there. I don't know how to explain it. There's hardly a good word in the English language for it. But when we were ready enough, we tapped into it. And that energy went out to other tribes, other communities, other clans, and fire happened. Same thing happened with the bow and arrow to allow us to become more efficient at hunting, and with the beater drum for ceremony. So that's an extraordinary thing to think about. So with that in mind, I also wanted to think about your relationship with fire. When you start a fire, when you take a bow drill, rub two sticks together, and you start that fire, you have created it. That is an art form. That is a work of art. It is magic. You know, you talk about, you ever go to see a magician in a show or on TV or something? That is total magic right there. That's a magic act that changes everything. So build your relationship up. You start the fire. You put the coal in to a tinder bundle. You put the tinder bundle into the fire you've made. You blow that into flame. You work the fire, adding wood to it so that it burns well and is not very smoky. You enjoy the heat. You enjoy the beauty. That is an extraordinary thing. You are the creator of that. It's a masterful thing. It's one of the great magical things that happens in our world. I think one of the things we have to remember, let that part of it soak it in. Don't just take it for granted. Take a moment to let in the importance of it. And then that will open the door for more things to come your way. Build a relationship with it. You birth that fire when you start it. And when you decide, you end its life until you start another fire. That fire becomes a living being. Ask anybody who tends fires regularly like me. Every fire has a different personality. Every fire has a different way of burning and being. So, there you go. Fire, fire, fire. Or as the old song used to be, fire, take you to learn. It was an old rock song, and I just had a moment of craziness, so excuse me. Go sit by a fire and dream your life into existence. You are worth it. Go. You know, I started these talks, and I still believe they're mostly for our alumni and future students, people who are interested in coming to our school to continue with the teachings of the school and or to be introduced to the teachings of the school, which if I had to break it down, it would be to build a deep personal relationship with nature, reclaim our birthright to be close to our earth in a personal way, and a call to action, a willingness to take on the idea of becoming an earth caretaker as one of the purposes, if not the main purpose, of our life on earth. That's what these talks are about. I hope they inspire people, and I'd love to hear from you on ideas for talks you might like to hear, and questions you might have if I brought any up.